RSN 927's Track Report.
And Dan Foster, he joins us from Kilmore with the latest on the track for racing today. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. How does the weather look today?
Yeah, she's a bit overcast today. It's a bit cool today, but, you know, there's no rain at the moment, so it should be all right.
Okay, what's your track rating?
Track come up a soft 5 this morning, about a 5.43, so a little bit softer on the soft 5, but should hold up the soft 5 today.
Okay, have you had much rainfall this week?
We had about 33 mil in the last 7 days.
Okay, that's the reason why you are into that soft 5 range. How do you sort of see the track playing today? Do you think it's pretty uniform as far as the surface?
Yeah, she's pretty even all the way around.
Okay, well, that's a big plus then for racing. All the best of luck with it, Dan. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
There he is, Dan Foster, with the lowdown on the track for racing at Kilmore today. Dean Lester is with us to preview the 8 races. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nats.
Well, we've got a couple of small fields for some of the races. Overall, though, how did you find the meeting?
Yeah, I mean, it's a restricted class meeting, but I'm tipping a fair bit of value through the day, so hopefully we can find a winner or two, because I think the value's certainly there.
We start off with race 1, the 3-year-old maiden over the 1462, and you can take out runners 4 and 7. Number 1, Do You Reckon, at 390. High Duns at 5. Quality Approach is at $2 the favourite, and then you've got a first starter from the Hayes Dabernick stable in Satisfied Mind at $6.
Yeah, I think there's two main chances. I'm going with High Dun here. I think it comes out of a better maiden than maybe the Quality Approach placing. Not a lot between them, but I've gone with High Dun to beat Quality Approach. They're the two for me. One, Do You Reckon, did enough or has done enough at both runs to date to be competitive in the first starter. You mentioned Satisfied Mind next best, but playing the race around numbers 3 and 5. 3, 5, 1, 6.
3 from 5, 1 and 6 in the first. Race 2, this is a 3-year-old fillies race over the 12-10. You can take out runners 2 and also the 4. We've got number 3, Gossip, at $6.50, down to Leanne at $5.50, $2 for Polished Diamond, and then you're looking at She's Our Reward at $9.
Yeah, market's really gravitated to Polished Diamond off a very good run on debut. Did draw well there and used that barrier to advantage, was narrowly beaten by Roma Coney. Now, Roma Coney ran very well at Caulfield on Saturday, so that forms okay. Just the awkward draw with the rail out around that back part of the track. Just will have to come across, I think, pretty sharply and get to a spot. The value in the race might be number 8, Opulent Angel, who makes her debut for the Waterhouse Bot Stable. Trial just last Friday at Flemington. Trial without blinkers in the fastest heat of the morning, and whilst was well beaten, just tracked up quite nicely, and I think with the blinkers on here can run well. Number 6, Leanne, both runs to date have been okay, even the last start was good enough for a race like this, and Gossip from the good draw from the Weir stable next best. But I thought 9 would be hard to beat. It's well found in the market. 8 might be the value for your multiples. 9, 8, 6 and 3.
So we go 9 from 8, 6 and 3. We go to race 3. This is over 16.12, and here you can take out 13 and 14. Odds on number 2, Castle Rock, at $1.90. More Than Ever's at $5.50. $6.50 for Perfect Pony. Then you're looking at longer odds for the others.
Yeah, I was disappointed first up with More Than Ever, but he's better than that. He trialled well going into it, and his debut run was very good last time in. And just think from the good draw here, he just might roll into the race a bit better. And I'm hoping for a better performance than Bendigo. I think his trial suggests he was going well. Castle Rock, certainly hard to beat. The Chapada form line looks really good after Saturday with Chapada running well in the Caulfield Classic. But he was beaten a fair margin. I think he's well found. But I think they're the 2, 4 and 2. 10 Silver Scout pulled up with issues last start, can bounce back here, and maybe Perfect Pony next best off a reasonable first up run. But again, two main chances. I'm going with 4 ahead of 2. 4, 2, 10 and 5.
4 from 2, 10 and 5. Now to race 4, take out runners 9, 11, 13 and the 14. We've got number 2, It's La Premiere at $7.50, $5.50 for Tiger Trap, Vibrato at 5, Annie Street is at 6, Simply Dreaming at $2.60.
Yeah, I think she's a pretty good favourite here, Simply Dreaming. Ran into two pretty smart horses last time out at Kyneton and did a good job to run third. Little gear change, the blinkers going off and stepping up in trip. So I think everything looks pretty good for her to be hard to beat. Number 10 from 7, Annie Street. Three of her 4 runs to date have all been very good, and I think she's well placed here. 6, Vibrato, keeps running around the mark in these races, but he is a 15 start maiden now and four Medicine Balls. Massive odds, but did show a little bit last time in first up. It's been scratched a couple of times in recent weeks. Steps out today first up, might be one at big odds for the trifectas and first fours. 10, 7, 6 and 4.
So we go 10 from 7, 6 and 4. Now to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie. Take out the 11. Number 1, Amshell is at 290. Down to Animovo at 460. Esposito Gold is at $6. Diamond Beauty at $3.80.
Tipping one here, though, I think tab.com.au have got it $17. Number 4, Captain Smooth. I just don't think this horse has had much luck, especially last start. Every time went to sort of improve into the race, he just got chopped out and didn't get beaten that far. I think in an even race, a 58 benchmark, this horse is over the odds. Number 4, 1 Amshell. Good winning chance. Claim for Fred Kersley helps. Recent form's quite sound. No shock if he wins. 5, Animovo, at least is a 3-year-old on the up, resuming. And 6, Esposito Gold, next best. But I thought 4 was well over the odds there. 4, 1, 5 and 6.
4 from 1, 5 and 6. Race 6, the second leg is over 11, 12. And you can take out 3, 13, 14 and 15. Number 1, Ong Van is at 5. $6 for Mr. J. Then we're down to 4.80, no reward. And Oriental Gift is at $9.50.
Yeah, the key runner here is Mr. J. Didn't come up at all last time in. Recent trial at Cranbourne would definitely win this race. He trialled really well, and the horse that he trialled was Sir Callahad. They went to the line together, and Sir Callahad came out on the Sunday and won very well on Cranbourne Cup Day in a lot stronger race than this. So I think he is the key runner, number 5, Mr. J. 7, All Too Sweet. Hasn't won for a while, but going quite well for the Kennywell stable. 2, Ardra Storm, had a fantastic preparation last time in, won 3 in a row, and then 3 really good runs at the end of the prep. From barrier 1, should get a good run even with the big weight, and 1, Ong Van likewise. Got a big weight, little claim for Lucy Doot, resuming here, can run well. A competitive race, but I think 5's the key runner here. 5, 7, 2 and 1.
5 from 7, 2, 1. Race 7, take out runners 5, 12, 15 and the 16. We've got number 2, Skyfire at 5, 480 for Armed and Ready. He's a force at 5.50. She's a Diplomat at $5.50, $8 for She's Deluxe. Test Today is at $9.50.
Yeah, certainly the most open leg of the quaddie for me, Nards. Going with 4, He's a Force. Past 3 runs have all been competitive. We'll need a good ride from Dean Holland from the draw, but has got an each-way chance in an open race from 3. Armed and Ready, who's down sharply in class. He was very well beaten last start, but his previous runs were good enough for a race of this standard. 2 Skyfires, a bit of a constant in these 58s over a bit of ground, and got the money last start and can run well again. And maybe number 10 next best, Test Today. Home track, on pace, good jockey, should give a good sight, but certainly the race doesn't end there. Very open. 4, 3, 2 and 10.
4 from 3, 2, 10. And then we go to the final event, race 8. And in this race, you can take out 13, 14 and the 15. We've got number 4, the Wildcat at 4.40, $6.50 for Replay. Styx is at $3.80. And then you've got Quietly Angry, who's an $8 chance.
I think she's a fantastic winning chance here, Quietly Angry. On a tough day, I think she's one of the better bets of the day, and the $8 I think is good value. I thought it was just a little bit too wet for a last start at Donald. Previous run was good. Barrier 1, an in-form rider in Brian Park. I think quite a trip from stall to Kilmore, but it'll pay off for the O'Sullivans with Quietly Angry to beat 8. Styx, who's running well. The longer trip should suit. 4, the Wildcat. Only a fairly recent addition of the McArdle stable and going well. And then maybe number 10 next best, Martini Bianco, who did a good job to win last time out. But 12's a terrific chance at good odds. 12, 8, 4 and 10.
12, 8, 4, 10. What's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Yeah, she's $8 in the last Nards, but I really like Quietly Angry. Race 8, number 12. The best value is race 5, number 4, Captain Smooth. I think he's around the 20-1 mark, so he's a bit of value. The quaddie, first leg, 1, 4, 5, 6 and 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 5, 7. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 11. Come home on 4, 8 and 12. My play of the day is just going to be a parlay, 2, 3, 4, and they're all for the place because they're a touch of value. Race 3, number 4. Race 5, number 4. Race 6, number 5. And race 8, number 12.
OK, Dean, thanks for that. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of the meeting today from Kilmore. Just take note that we've got a late scratch in Kilmore in race 3. You can take out number 3, Mainstream. Race 3, number 3 is a late scratching. It's now a quarter to 11.